The Traveler's Journal, October 8th. Visiting Block Island off-season. This pork chop-shaped wedge of sand lies off the coast of Rhode Island in the mouth of Long Island Sound. A receding glacier left the island in its wake. Time and tides have carved its dunes and sea bluffs. Indians roamed here for 2,500 years, lured by the abundant fishing in the Great Salt Pond that nearly bisects the 11-mile island. Today, many of Block Island's roads and houses bear the names of the English and Scottish families who settled here in the mid-17th century. The faces of their descendants stare out from faded photographs in the local museum near the post office in Old Harbor, the only village on the island's eastern shore. You'll see no high-rise condos here. Block Island is a place of quiet pleasures. The white wooden walls of Victorian buildings frame the harbor, where sailing masts scissor lazily in the sunshine. Block Island's commercial center is on the mile and a half which separates Old Harbor from New Harbor, a well-sheltered anchorage inside the Great Salt Pond. Tranquil roads and walking paths lace the landscape, with modest clapboard cottages and grander summer homes sprinkled casually here and there. Block Island has plenty of wild places for walking, cycling, and hiking. Its shoreline and many freshwater ponds offer opportunities for kayaking, sailing, and fishing. October's certainly a golden time to visit. Summer crowds have fled, prices are lower, people calmer, and the nights cooler. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.